Hello, hello. Welcome
Talk
in.
Radio.
But guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for... You know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole nother podcast.
Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person. Piece of what? No. What? PSO. Whatever you say.
You're listening to Clutch by the Real Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Rome. The content that you're about to hear are the opinions and views of the show hosts and guests and does not represent the views or opinions of Clutch by RGAA or its affiliates and sponsors. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use any information given as medical advice to treat any medical conditions in either yourself or others. Consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. Our podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only.
Hello, hello. Welcome in today. My name is Nicole Marie Castillo. I'm hosting Clutch tonight or today to welcome you guys all in to just take a minute, gather your thoughts, rest, relax, grab some tea, something to drink, and relax and listen into what I have to say tonight. So my name is Nicole Marie Castillo again, also known as Gypsy. I'm hosting Clutch tonight because I want to influence you guys in the information that I'm going to present with you guys that I've channeled directly from Source. I am a worldwide known intuitive, and I'm just so excited to share with you guys with what I have tonight. So the topic is going to be the clairabilities. So the clairabilities are psychic senses that can be used to interpret intuitive information and connect with spirit. There are five different clairabilities that roughly correspond with our five physical senses. So that's the topic, but there are different outlines that I want to go into before we get to the clairabilities, because it is going to support how the clairabilities like roll through our intuition and through our senses. So first I want to just go ahead and go into the fact of me. So I am a book author. I published My Spiritual Awakening Up Close and Personal by Balboa Publishing. And I am getting the content from my book. So if you guys want to check that out, and I am on Facebook and IG. If you have any questions or if you ever want to just conversate about the book, I welcome all positive feedback. So I wanted to go into, I don't know if you guys are familiar or have heard of the chakras, the seven chakra centers that we have throughout our body. So that is connected in how we perceive or how we interact just in life in general. So a chakra center is center of spiritual power within the human body. So the seven energy chakra centers are located throughout your body. This is where your physical body and your etheric body meet. It is crucial that we learn and utilize your energy chakra system. They each play a significant role to help keep us balanced. Keeping energy flow and balance can help us maintain a healthy living. So I'm going to go into identify the seven chakras. And then as I go into more of the clairabilities, you'll see why and how I identified each of the seven chakras, like how it all comes together. It'll fall together. So the first chakra is the root chakra. It's located at the base of your spine, associated with the color red. And And then we got the sacral chakra, located at the abdomen, associated with the color orange. And then the solar plexus chakra, located above your belly button. And then that's associated with the color yellow. And then the heart chakra, located at the heart, associated with the color green. And then the throat chakra, located at the throat, associated with the color blue. The brow chakra, located between your eyes, right at the brow line, associated with the color indigo. And that's also known as the pineal gland, like, area, because the pineal gland is more inside your head. And it kind of activates like an antenna to pick up intuition. The pineal gland, that's the pineal gland. And the crown chakra is located at the top of your head, associated with the color white or purple. And that kind of just sits at the top of your head, just kind of like transmitting any like type of intuition that's coming through your way, or that falls at your aura that you're soaking up. So that's the chakra system. So now I'm going to go, and then I just wanted to go in and define telepathy, because it's also going to support the clairabilities, one of them. So telepathy is a supposed communication, thoughts or ideas by meanings other than the known senses. So telepathy, I'm sure you guys have all heard the word. I am telepathic. So I can, I do pick up, conversations and stuff, kind of by accident. It just happens just because I'm so intuitive, and it's been proven. But also, there's also my twin flame that is telepathic along with me. So that's actually another show. So now we're going to go into the actual clairability. So let's see here. The clairabilities are going to be, okay. So the first one is going to be clairvoyance. That's clear seeing. So clairvoyance is the ability to see things that are not present, and you're seeing like images in your third eye. So how I mentioned the pineal gland. So I am clairvoyant. Like I can see, I've seen visions in my third eye, and it validates with what I was going through in life. And that's clear seeing. So that falls into that physical sense of seeing. Okay, and the second one is clairaudient, and that falls into the physical sense as clear hearing. And I am clairaudient. Now, most of the time, and somebody that's clairaudient, they're telepathic. And so picks up on thoughts and hears it like it was next to them, telepathic. That's the general definition. And then we have the third, clairsentience, clear feeling. So that goes with, clear feeling. Clear feeling catches a thought and transforms it into a feeling. And then we have the fourth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Clear knowing. So clear knowing, that's just like if you know something, like it's like your gut instinct, like you just know it happened. That's considered a clair, like a clairability. And then the last one, clairvoyant. I already did clairvoyant. I'm sorry. Clair empathy, clear emotion. So clear emotion. So like feeling, clear feeling. Like I'm a psychic empath, so I'm very clair empathic. Like I can like feel, like I'm a sensitive person. Like if somebody's crying in front of me, like I feel it. Like I really actually feel what they're feeling. Like I want to cry, and it happens. And like even in my day job, like if I see somebody that's going through hard times, like it affects me. And that's because I'm a psychic empath, and they're really like connected with feelings and like just catching that emotion with their intuition, and it's just like you're a very empathetic person. So the one thing that I wanted to distinguish was so the clairvoyant is something that's picked up very strongly with the third eye. Like I was going through so much at one point where I started to see things that were happening outside, not in the same room as me, but I could see things in my third eye of what was going on, like just certain situations. It was so vivid. And then I acknowledged them, and then they admitted that they were true. And I didn't realize that I was so, like, I was just amazed at how intuitive I was. And all these clear abilities came to me because I had my spiritual awakening in 2016. And then that's when I wrote my book, the book I just mentioned, My Spiritual Awakening Up Close and Personal. And this is out of actually page 24, Recognize Intuitive Abilities. And I have all that in there. And so, like I mentioned, I am a psychic empath, and there are two types of empaths. There are different types of empaths, I'm sorry, emotional, physical, and intuitive. Ability to feel emotions, thoughts, and thoughts of another human being, feeling overwhelmed by these emotions. This can lead to extreme anxiety, feeling extreme empathy towards others. They can pick up on non-visual, non-verbal actions when someone is feeling bliss, fear, or pain. So, and that totally happens to me. So like I can, you know, like I'm a valid psychic empath. And so like intuitive abilities are passed on in generations. Like my dad was a very clairaudient person. And like clairaudient people like myself will resonate with music a lot. Like they'll like different tunes will sometimes play like in my head. It'll just take me back to a memory. And that happens to everybody. Like I'm not just one special person. Like this can happen to anybody. Like we're all intuitive. We're all born, you know, with a pineal gland. We're all born with the same brain, with the heart, you know, and those are all very like powerful organs that we have that the intuition runs through. And in my book, I do prove that intuition is connected to the heart. So if you're interested in reading my book, you can find out the facts of how that was proven in my book. But we're all it's all connected together as our human body of what we have on, you know, on planet Earth. So my dad, like I was saying, my dad is clairaudient, or was. He already passed away. And then I found out that my grandmother, which is my dad's mom, was like intuitive as well. So like it got passed on from generation to generation. And, you know, sadly, I didn't know that my Nana, my grandmother, was intuitive until after the fact of her passing away. And then my dad as well. I didn't know that we were all like really intuitive until I had to go through the spiritual awakening and really discover my intuitive abilities. But like I said, everybody can have them. You know, some people are just stronger than others, and these muscles can be built with different exercises. You know, like meditation, grounding, clearing out your, you know, your aura. All these things can be built in muscles. And so that's something that you can look into if you're interested in building your muscles of your intuitive abilities, your clair abilities, that you can look into. So that was pretty much all. Let me go into some other things here. So we can go into another section of the book. So connect with spirit is something that is my like, I don't want to say expertise, but it is something that I've really built a lot of foundation on since my spiritual awakening. Now, anybody can build with, can connect with spirit, like anybody. Like, I mean, you know, it's not just me. Like, I am a dream medium. I do, like, spirits do come to me in my dreams. And I'm from this town, Mammoth, Arizona. And there was, like, I think, like, two or three spirits from one street in that town that passed away that came to me in my dreams. And then come to find out their families came together into an event that I was involved, and they all came forward, and then my dreams came out. So it's all validated in that town of Mammoth, Arizona. This is all been validated. Like, I'm a dream medium. So you can connect to spirit on different levels, or spirit can connect with you. They want to deliver messages to get to you, you know, if you're feeling down or you're kind of resisting change and acceptance of their death, like, you know, they can come to you and or send a sign, you know, like, I know sometimes people say, like, you know, some people, like, non-believers are like, oh, you know, we see feathers all the time, or, you know, or lights go off, you know, it's just electricity, you know, but those are actually ways that spirit connects with us, especially through electricity. And like feathers, clouds, signs, universal signs, like that, like universe will put a license plate in front of us that has special numbers that you resonate with. And, you know, but if you're not open to receive, then you're not going to get the message isn't going to come across. You can't be negative and block things out, because then you'll never get the message. So if you really, you know, want to connect with spirit, the first thing that you have to do is open your mind, open it up to the impossible, you know, but think clearly, you know, logically. We don't want to not or think off limits, you know, where it's endangerment. So like, you know, like if it was something from the past, a memory, something was triggered with music, like I said, if you're a clairaudient, you know, then that's spirit connecting with you. And that is my goal in the future, is to connect with, and I've already connected with some families in Mammoth, Arizona, with my dreams, and new information came through for their families. So I acted as a spirit medium, which I am a spirit medium, but I think my strong point is dreams. So I'm a dream medium. And so that did happen. So, you know, but that can happen to anybody, not just me. And so I would just encourage, you know, if you want to connect with spirit, you want to connect with loved ones that have passed away, just be open, open-minded. You can light a candle, and with that candle, put something like a picture of theirs or a piece of their belongings, you know, to kind of bring the energy down, and then light the candle. So the energy comes out and goes into universe, and spirit will pick up that you're thinking of them, because spirit is pure energy. They're pure energy. And their energy travels so, so fast. Like, you know, like, I don't know, it's rapid. It's like, it's unbelievably of their energy level. So like, they can pick up on things. They can send signs. They can, you know, they can send people into your life to have an awakening or to give you that message, you know. And that does happen for everybody. If you're asking for a sign, you will get it. You just have to be open. So like I said, light a candle, put a belonging with the candle, or a picture, either or, both or whatever. You know, say a positive prayer. You don't have to be a believer in God. You don't have to be a believer in any. You can believe in anything that you want. A higher power is what I refer to it now. After I had my spiritual awakening, I am Catholic, and I did do all my sacraments, me and my son both. But you know, and I still go to Catholic church. But when I had my spiritual awakening, it just woke me up to different aspects. No religion is wrong. I don't believe any religion is wrong. It's just your personal belief and what you wanna practice and what kind of vibration you wanna raise in your home. So, you know, you can say a positive prayer, light the candle, put the stuff around the candle, the picture, the belongings, light the candle, and then say a prayer, you know, and just call on your loved one that passed away, call on that spirit. And once you put that in the universe and you're connecting, you know, that way, then the spirit will react, but you have to be open to signs. And like I said, you know, and it'll happen, but you got to give it time and you got to just be a little bit open to what can happen. You know, it's not going to be like they come knock on your door, you know, or drop a dish, or it can be that, because I'm just going to tell you guys a little story that I had when I was working here in Tucson, Arizona. I was working and I'm so sensitive to energy, to spirit. Like, I have spirit around me a lot. And one day, this marker just kept rolling on the table. And there was no wires by it. It was on my desk. The mouse wire was not touching it. I literally looked around it, and, like, there was nothing touching it. And it was just rolling back and forth. I say it did it about 10, 15 times. And I just looked down, and it was just, you know, and it was just moving. And so I was just like, okay, this is another sign, like, is with me, you know, and they just make themselves known around me, because, like, that's just who I am. That's just the soul that I was put on this planet for, is for that connection. So, you know, and in the future, I really want to go out and touch people with this ability that I have, you know, because I was like the chosen soul, you know, like that I incarnated into on this planet. And so that is something that I want to like practice and help other people, like with closure, with the fact that, you know, maybe they're struggling with a loss and they just need some closure, because that happened to me. I buried my parents. I buried my son's father. I lost a baby, you know, when I was pregnant. And so I have dealt with a lot of loss, you know, and so I did struggle with it, but not too much, because, you know, I had enough mentality to put myself back on track and get back on with my life. And then I had the spiritual awakening in 2016, and everything just fell together for me. And that's when I put this book together. And so I do have a second book coming out. It's titled in the chapter, there's a chapter that's called Dream Medium. And that's where I go into details about my dreams. But the book is titled Ra, and it's spelled R-U-H. And it actually means soul, like S-O-U-L, but it's called Ra, R-U-H. And it's in Arabic, that's what it's called. It means soul. So I named it that because I'm so, like, I've always been so, how do you say, like, attracted or persuaded towards the Egyptian culture. And come to find out, you know, I am an Egyptian soul from a past life. So, and then there, you know, and you can have several past lives. You can have several of them, and I have many. And I'll go into that in another podcast, or in my last, or actually it'll be in my second book. So if you're trying to reach soul, spirit, those are one of the major ways that you can do that. You can connect with their energy, with lighting a candle, you know, and mentality has a lot to do with it. Like, you want to put your mentality out there. You want to put that energy to force it out into the universe so that the spirit can pick up on your request. And like I was saying, so electricity has a lot to do, like, spirit can, like, works through electricity. Like, there was a specific moment when my son's dad had passed away. Me and my son went on a trip, and we went to like a trip to where we used to live as a family, where my son was actually born. And so it was kind of a sad trip, you know, like I was a little sad, but I didn't let it take over the trip. And my son didn't probably even recognize the sadness on me. because I'm a strong person. And I wanted to be a strong mom for my son. And so the light at the hotel just literally flashed off and on at the hotel, you know. And so I was just like, oh, no, that spirit. I told my son right away. I said, that's your dad. You know, that spirit. He's talking to us. And he's just telling, having us recognize that he's around. You know, he's around. And it brought comfort at that specific moment, you know, because it was just us and we were a little sad, or I was a little sad. My son, he really didn't say much. He was little. He was like 7. So, you know, he really didn't say much, but he was like, he just looked at me and he's like, that's spirit, huh, mom? And I was like, yep, that's spirit. So, you know, you just have to be open to the different ways that spirit interacts with you. Another way that I mentioned was the clouds, you know, like the clouds. Can, if you see them in different shapes, different, you know, like, I mean, you can see animals, you can see faces, you can see like so many things in the clouds, you know. And one day me and my son were walking to the store in Mammoth, Arizona, and you can see it clearly, a man's face in the clouds. And I told him, I said, do you see the face in the clouds? That looks like a man. And he's like, yeah, he was littler then too, you know, and he was just listening to everything that I had to say. And then I said, that looks like a man, you know, just telling him because he was so little. And then I thought to myself, well, yeah, it's probably his dad watching over us, or my dad watching over us, because, you know, we have our soul, our loved ones that are in heaven or the afterlife, whatever you want to call it, that watch over us, you know, and that help us on our soul's journey, delivering signs to us to make sure that we stay on the right track, on the most prosperous, evolving track, our soul journey. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. And then the other thing, though, let me just touch bases here. So I do see that, okay, so one thing that's very, very positive that will support the clairabilities, the chakra system, reaching out to spirit, is raising your vibration. You know, like, you really want to raise your vibration, like, every day. You want to get up with a clear mind. You want to get up with positive intentions, like a positive routine to wake up, you know. Take a shower, wash away all that negative energy while you're literally in the shower. You want to wash away all that negative or any negative muck. I call it muck, you know, that you have, like, the negative energy, like, residue on you. You want to picture it washing away when you're showering, when you're washing your hair, when you're washing your body. Picture it washing away. And then, you know, just let it go down the drain. And then you want to start your day clear with a clear mind. You want to build that, you know, you're raising your vibration, you're putting that into the universe, and you're going to go on with your day, you know, with it being happy, with it bringing positive energy into your path that day or every day. And so raising your vibration is going to help you not be stuck in muck. So it's going to help you, like, just go on, and the spirit is going to want to be attracted, you know, like, they're going to see that you're in positive mentality, you know, that you're open to receive, and that you want to, that you want to hear messages, you know, that you're not dwelling, that you're not sad, you know. And if you are sad and you're in that state of mind, then they will want to send the message, you know, that you're fine. They'll send a messenger from, you know, like a medium, or, you know, you see the mediums on TV, you know, and I'll just want to share this on this note. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Colette Baron-Reed. She is a known psychic medium from Canada. And she actually, during one of the rough times of my life, 2016, well, it was really hard for me. Like I had mentioned, I lost my parents. I lost my son's dad. I was being like attacked by my family member, my brother, his wife, my aunt in the little town of Mammoth, Arizona, and they were trying to drive me crazy. Like, I'm not joking, like literally crazy. Like, that was their goal. They said they agreed to do it to me, and it happened. And so I was going through a lot, and I turned to spirituality. I started turning to universe, and I was like asking for help. I was praying. I was reading the Bible. And then I found the company Hay House, and that's a division of it's Hay House. That's what it's called. It's the most powerful place on the internet. That's their slogan. And so she, Colette Baron Reed, she's associated with them. And I got on her live, and she literally picked me on her live out of millions probably of people, because she's in Canada and I'm in the United States of America in Mammoth, Arizona, a little 6,000 population town or 2,000 population town. And she picked me. And she said, she gave me a reading, and in the tarot card reading, I got the Justice card. And that's a whole other podcast, because I am a tarot card reader. But justice is obviously justice, you know, you're getting justice. And she pulled that card for me, and then she gave me a free pair of, a free box of tarot cards. And ever since then, I've been reading tarot. Like, I mean, I felt like, I said, this is why she gave me this, because I am a tarot card reader and I'm going to interpret all these messages for these people. I'm going to channel from spirit and I'm going to give these messages to the collective, whoever comes in my path, you know, whether it's this Clutch podcast, reaching out, Girlfriends Across America, you know, or in person, where I live here in Arizona, on my social media or anywhere, you know, because I love to do it. I love to help people. I really love to just help people in any way, especially if they're dealing with loss, because I feel like I've dealt with so much loss in my life that I have, you know, that I can do it. I can do this for them because I have the intuitive abilities. So, the clairabilities, you know, and so I've learned so much over the past, since 2016, that I want to share with the collective, with everybody that gets on or anybody that hears, of me, you know, or anyway. So that's how I became a tarot card reader. And I got it from that psychic, psychic medium. And, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. but that's not all. That's not all. Like, I want to podcast with Clutch in the future, and I have so much more to share, and I have so much more for to give to the collective, that I want you guys to know, to grow on your spiritual path, that I feel that you will prosper from. You know, that you will prosper from. I feel like it'll just help so much. And so I'm ready to do that on here. So you guys can reach out to us, listen to the podcast. There's going to be an event, I believe, in Arizona where we're going to get together in the future. And so you guys can look out for that. And it'll be like a women's event. And we'll give updates about that as it comes closer. But thank you so much for listening, and blessed be.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss an episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America. And visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, clutch on to your best friend and stay tuned.